habitat compensation measures within the no net loss plan. So under the category of construction, there are four items of infrastructure that are of interest to DFO, and this includes the easternmost channel, Vault Lake Road crossing, central and dewatering dikes, and fish habitat features. So three channels connect Second Portage Lake with Third Portage Lake, the easternmost channel, central and westernmost channels. And the construction of the portage pit will require that the westernmost channel be eliminated. So it was asked in the EA phase whether the elimination of the westernmost channel would require modifications to the easternmost channel. And as indicated by Ignegal Eagle Mines yesterday, modifications will not be necessary. But however, if in order to mitigate potential sedimentation, AM has proposed to remove vegetation and add riprap to the banks only if required and according to site conditions. So DFO recommends that vegetation removal be minimized since vegetation would provide stability for the banks, and that's also according to whether it's necessary or not. For the Vault Lake Access Road, it will cross a stream channel connecting Drill Trail Lake to Turn Lake. And in order to cross this channel, they've proposed to install two culverts. And these culverts will be embedded and installed in the winter, in the dry. The existing channel consists of large boulder substrate with a shallow depth, thus preventing fish from moving between lakes. And the installation of culverts may allow upstream movement by fish. So there's potential improvement to the channel for the existing fish population. And Ignegal Eagle has committed to submitting final detailed design and construction drawings to the Water Board and DFO for review prior to commencing construction. So for the no net loss plan, within that plan, Ignegal Eagle Mines has presented several fish habitat features to offset the loss of fish habitat from mine construction and the tailings impoundment area. And these features include the exterior and interior dike faces, dike finger dikes, extensions, habitat mounts, reefs, boulder gardens, shoals, and lake basins. So within our written comments, DFO recommends that the final detailed design and success criteria for the East, Tails, Goose Island, and Bay Zone dike faces be provided in the consolidated no net loss plan for review and approval no later than May 1st, 2008. However, in Ignegal Eagle's Mines presentation yesterday, they proposed that the Water Board license require submission of the detailed design of the Goose Island and Vault Lakes a minimum of 6 months prior to the planned start of construction. So if the Water Board is in agreement with this proposal by Ignegal Eagle Mines and their timeline, then DFO would be in support of the board's decision, provided that Ignegal Mines is committed to these timelines for submission to the Water Board and regulators for review and approval, and that the timeline for submission be clearly stated in the no net loss plan. So DFO recommends that Ignegal Eagle Mines consult with DFO regarding the success criteria for the fish habitat features prior to finalizing the monitoring programs, and also that they provide as-built drawings of the fish habitat features to indicate how the features have changed through actual implementation and have an indication of their commitment in the no net loss plan as well. Underwater use, AEM has provided detailed design information on the proposed dewatering pipe in Second Portage Lake and the outfall diffuser. DFO acknowledges that AEM has substantially fulfilled the request for clarification of the dewatering pipe for review and approval. And AEM has recently proposed that water for the emulsion plant will be taken from a small unnamed lake located 250 meters from the plant. The water is to be taken with the use of a submersible pump placed on the bottom of the lake with a hose connection to a rigid pipeline. that will be placed from the shoreline to the emulsion plant. And DFO recommends that the detailed design drawings and plans of the intake pipe and fish screen be submitted no later than May 1st, 2008 for review and approval. For water management, the assessment of the potential effects of Pitt Lake flooding on Third Portage and Wally Lakes indicates that the drawdown will have a minimal decrease in water level. And as the flooding activities will occur in the summer, it appears that the small decrease in water levels in Third Portage Lake and Vault Lake will not have a significant impact on fish and fish habitat. So DFO is of the opinion that the preliminary assessment of the potential effects of pit flooding on Third Portage and Wally Lakes indicates that the impacts to fish and fish habitat can be mitigated. However, as updated information on the reflooding plan is developed, it should be submitted to the Water Board and regulators for review and approval prior to implementation. DFO also recommends that the water license should ensure that pit flooding is conducted so that the water flow is maintained at downstream locations and at outlet streams. For the tailings impoundment area, as it relates to water quality objectives and legal requirements under MMER, DFO defaults to Environment Canada's recommendations for the TIA in the northwest arm of Second Portage Lake and other general water quality parameters as they relate to the Meadowbank Gold project. And as indicated in the earlier slide under construction, the final detailed design drawings and monitoring plan for the fish habitat compensation features related to the loss of habitat resulting from the TIA are to be submitted by AEM. DFO also recommends that the addendums to the no net loss plan be consolidated into one final no net loss plan document. For the fish out program, DFO is of the opinion that AEM has substantially completed the fish out proposal for the northwest arm of Second Portage Lake. And AEM has committed to providing the final fish out program, incorporating community consultation and scheduling of the fish out programs in the other basins to DFO no later than May 31st, 2008. And I realize that there is a session tonight regarding that fish out program. And comments on this program is for the board's information. Under contingency planning, the majority of the fish habitat features to offset the loss of habitat from the mine construction and TIA rely heavily on water quality of the basins at mine closure. AEM has proposed to breach Goose Island and Vault Dikes only in the event that the water quality within the pit lakes meet CCME, Aquatic Life Guidelines, background lake concentrations, or other risk-based assessment criteria. In the event that the water quality does not meet any of the above criteria and the dikes cannot be breached, an adaptive management plan with contingencies for alternative fish habitat compensation features is required. A contingency plan would also be required in the event targeted studies reveal that the habitat structures such as the habitat mounts, finger dikes, dike faces, reefs, shoals, and boulder gardens are not functioning as intended. Alternative compensation measures should be developed in consultation with the communities. So DFO recommends that contingency plans detailing alternative fish habitat features to offset the loss of habitat from mine construction be developed in consultation with communities and DFO and be provided for review and approval. The monitoring program within the No Net Loss Plan requires further details on implementation and measuring effectiveness of fish habitat structures. And DFO acknowledges that the aquatic effects management program contains targeted monitoring.